So I've been wearing these khaki pants. I got a pair of khaki pants, and I gotta say, there's this thing about them, which is that so they're not skinny pants, but they're not baggy pants. And something that stinks about khaki is like if you pee, and then maybe there's a little bit of pee, like one drop of pee left in the tank. And that comes out after you've, reassembled your pants situation. That's very obvious when you're wearing khaki pants. Like, I don't know if there's a color or style of pants in which that would be more obvious. 'Cause it's like it just manifests as this very dark spot. And then you're walking around and there's a dark spot right where you're penis tip is, and it's like, well, that looks like exactly what it is. And the method I have of dealing with this is then I just splash more water down my leg and stuff like that, so it looks like, well, in my mind, it's like it masks the one. But maybe it just looks like I completely outrageously peed my pants instead of looking like I didn't pee my pants at all. It's super unfortunate. I don't know why khaki is like the big color. Like why khaki is the sort of like I don't know how to describe it. Mildly professional. Business casual. Khaki is like business casual, right? It's like well, it's not you're not wearing a fucking suit. But you're acceptable. Or it's like, I don't know, business casual, because it's like khaki sort of too, I think, went from a business sort of look to being more of like a employee look. Like, I just think that's how I think about it, because I think about like Target or Best Buy or whatever, and it's like, yeah, those fuckers are always wearing khaki. Why did we decide that khaki pants were like, that's the thing? That's the color that sort of says this person is professional and trustworthy, but you know, not too good to help you find laundry detergent also. It's like a color we trust. Maybe we trust it 'cause it's like so transparent. A lot of transparency in transparency pee. Transparency pee. I had to say that again to make sure I said it right. And I didn't. The made up term that doesn't mean anything but does right now in this one specific context. Pretty proud of the fact that I said it correctly. That's the kind of victory I'm looking for today. You know, when you're talking about how you peed your pants just a little bit, I guess your victories are not going to be. I probably wouldn't be talking about the travails of peeing your pants a little bit in the office if it was like, oh, P.S., I won the Powerball today. Or I got an enormous raise at work, or like something significant actually happened to me. But yeah, that's probably not what I would be talking about if something really good had happened. So saying transparency is probably as good as it gets for today. I mean, the day is young. Only about half over work-wise, so who knows? Maybe something really great will happen. But that just sounds like it's dangerous to name your hopes. It's dangerous to name the hope and to give shape to the hope that something more significant will come up than coming up with a clever little cute little word for peeing your pants. 'Cause when you give name to your hope, that means that it also has form, and then when your hope doesn't come true, it becomes very apparent. But I guess it's weird too, because I sort of feel like it's weird to have a thing where, you know, we feel like, well, it would be crazy for someone to see that you had peed your pants a tiny little bit. And it's like, is that crazy? Or is it crazier to just pretend like we're all not doing it all the time? Because I'm pretty sure we're all doing it all the time. I mean, isn't that why we wear, like, underwear and pants? Like, don't we wear underwear because it's like, well, I don't want to wash my pants, like, every day? Isn't that really... don't we wear socks because it's like, well, then the socks absorb your disgusting feet sweat and feet stink, and so we don't have to throw out a pair of shoes after, like, five times of wearing them. You create a liner, you wash the liner, and then the more expensive, important part lasts longer. Like, that's 101. I bought a sleeping bag liner for our last trip purely because I was like, oh, this is actually a great idea. You put this liner inside, and then it's basically a sleeping bag that's just made out of, like, a bed sheet. It's like if you took a bed sheet and made it sleeping bag shape, that's what this is. And so I was like, well, this is a good idea because then you can wash it when you get home, right? So it doesn't stink like people. And I know, but then I guess when I was camping, A, it was way too fucking hot. I mean, we went to bed, it had to be in the mid 80s in the tent, right? And like the air is just stale and whatever. But B, I think you just sort of like one or two days into camping, you just accept that like, you know, this is what camping is. Camping just comes with a certain degree of misery in terms of, like, cleanliness and whatever. So you just got to live with it. You got to accept and deal with it. And trying to fight what it is, in other words, trying to deny the sort of essence of camping by being like, well, my sleeping bag will be very hygienic. I'm not like, that's not real camping. That's bullshit. I just sort of feel like, yeah, that's painting a burning house. I mean, when you've been in a filthy river, sat in the smoke of a campfire, covered yourself in, you know, sunscreen and bug screen and all kinds of chemical, and you've done this for like 3 days in a row, it's not going to get good at some point. It's not like there's some undefined point in the near future where it's like, oh, well, you know, then I kind of just, whatever. It's like, no, you're going to be gross. You're going to have a cheese built up on your balls. You just got to live with it, man. This is your life now. That's maybe one of the keys to camping, right? Is just the sooner you can sort of look at yourself and be like, this is life now. That's probably for the best. I like my other two camping tips. I have two other tips. One is earplugs. Bring them in your fucking ears. Everyone's like, oh, it'll be quiet because nature and whatever. And it's like, nature is not quiet. If there's animals and stuff around, it can be loud as shit. Especially like toads and whatnot. Crazy. Crazy loud. And the B is bring one of those eye shades. Because like, yeah, you might think like, oh yeah, I'll wake up with the sun and whatever. But it's like, well, hopefully that means you wanted to wake up at, you know, fucking 5:30 a.m. And not only is the sun up at, you know, 5:30, 6 a.m., but I think a tent amplifies the brightness somehow. Or it certainly doesn't help you avoid the brightness. Maybe that's what tents need, is like blackout curtain material. I don't know. It seems like it'd make them less hot, right? It's funny because, like, I feel a lot of people dislike about camping is they dislike the shitting and pissing. And I understand this is more complicated for ladies than it is for dudes. However, I also am like, well, it's not like I'm constantly shitting and pissing, right? I'm not doing that 24/7. It's like there are specific moments where I'm shitting and pissing and those suck. But it's also like, I mean, shitting and pissing at home is not like a blast. Not having a great time and now it's terrible. It's like, no, I think it's much worse to sleep in a hot as hell bed and do all that stuff. I think that to me is like where things really go south. Isn't it funny? Do you think that, like, at some point, is someone from the South going to be like, Hey, I don't care for the term going south. It implies that, like, south is bad. When you go south, that's when things are fucked up. Or, like, this situation has gone south, that milk has gone south, and it's like, oh, what are you trying to say, that we drink rotten milk in the south? That's a little offensive to me. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe someday. I wonder what the origin of gone south is. Because it's like, obviously it means something bad, but does it mean, like, southern United States? Does it mean, like, what does it mean? This has gone south. This situation has gone south. I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly what it means or, like, what I know what I'm supposed to hear when I hear it, but I don't know. How did that get started? It's kind of like, you know, petered out, and I'm like, oh, well, probably some asshole was named Peter at some point and was like, ruined it for everyone. Like, they made it so it's like, oh, petered out means, fizzled. Ran out of energy, ran out of steam, ran out of juice. And now it's like, everyone's got to live with it. That's just the way it is. But, gone south, I don't know. Petered out, I mean, that's probably not even what it is either. But you just come to accept it. There's just certain names. If you've got a popular enough name, it probably also has a negative connotation. You know, if your name is John, you're just at some point going to have to accept that your name also means shitter. Like the toilet. I mean, at least it doesn't actually mean a shit. It's just the thing you sit on when you take a shit. So it's, but yeah, like when you're going that far for your point of pride, you're like, well, at least it means this, as opposed to this. At least it doesn't mean the actual object shit. It means the thing you sit on to take a shit. When you're going that far, you're not in a good situation for yourself, are you? Not in a good place.